Welcome to the Search Stories UK FAQ podcast on thin provisioning. I'm Anthony Adsett, Bureau Chief for Search Stories UK. Today's speaker is Steve Pinder, Principal Consultant with Glasshouse Technologies UK. There are two questions in today's podcast. The first question is, what is thin provisioning and how can it help me manage my storage capacity? Over to you, Steve.
Thanks, Anthony. Thin provisioning is a process of fooling a host into thinking it has access to more storage than it really has. When you want to assign LUNs from a thin provisioning pool to hosts, they're created in a similar manner to standard LUNs. The difference with thin provision LUNs is that at creation time, there's no physical storage actually assigned. Therefore, the LUN size that you assign isn't really its capacity, but should be thought of as the maximum capacity that the LUN is able to take. As data is written to the LUN, the storage array writes data to the next available location in the thin provisioning pool. As there'll be many hosts that are assigned LUNs from the pool, it's highly likely that data for any particular LUN will be scattered all over the pool. One job of the array is to keep track of all the data within the pool and which host has access to what areas of it. Of course, though, the hosts have no idea all this work is going on in the background. They just think they've been presented with a standard LUN of the correct size. At a simple operating level, two advantages of thin provision are as follows. Firstly, you can assign whatever capacity you like for each LUN up to the limit of the operating system or array, because physical capacity is only used when data is written. Secondly, data for a particular LUN will usually be spread among more physical drives than would otherwise be the case, and may lead to increased performance.
Thanks, Steve. And the next question is, in what ways does thin provisioning from different vendors vary, and also what are the potential pitfalls in thin provisioning? Over to you again, Steve.
Okay, thanks. Excuse me. At a simple level, thin provisioning from different vendors is very similar. All vendors allow physical drives to be added to a storage pool that will be available for thin provision volumes. The vendors' technologies differ in areas such as segment size within the pool, whether thin volumes can be replicated and cloned, or the pool optimization techniques. A couple of examples of technologies that not all vendors offer are zero-page reclaim and pool shrinkage. Zero-page reclaim allows the further optimization of LUNs that are migrated to the thin provisioning pool from standard volumes. When a standard LUN is formatted, the host writes zeros to all the pages to check for errors. As data is written to the LUN, the blocks change to a combination of ones and zeros. So unless the LUN is 100% full, there'll always be many pages on the disk that contain only zeros. If this LUN is migrated to a thin provisioning pool, which allows zero-page reclaim, these pages will be made available for future use and are not assigned to that LUN. Secondly, all thin provisioning technologies allow for pools to be increased in size as the pool is running out of capacity, but not all allow for pools to be decreased in size. This feature can be a lot of use if, for instance, you want to replace some old drives within an array to take advantage of newer ones with higher capacities. If you wanted to do this, you could shrink the pool, replace the small drives with larger drives, and then increase the pool to a much greater extent than would otherwise be possible. There are other features that are not available in all storage arrays, so it's important to check which array includes which technology before selecting the vendor to purchase your thin provision storage from. As far as pitfalls are concerned, it's critically important that you know the free capacity within the pool at all times. Once a pool is over-provisioned, that is, you've assigned capacity to hosts that is greater than the capacity of the pool, there's always a possibility the pool will run out of physical space. This can cause writes to every LUN in the pool to fail, and obviously quite dire consequences. One other thing I would say is don't assume the features available for standard LUNs will be available for thin provision LUNs. This isn't always the case. As long as you're aware of the limitations of the pools, of the thin provision pools, sorry, and don't let the pool run out of space, you should be able to increase the utilisation of your storage estate quite significantly.
Thanks, Steve. That's the end of the podcast.